guys, welcome back to the Elegant Creators Podcast. So today I wanted to talk about a little bit about my own spiritual journey. And so the name of this podcast is You Are the Proof That God Exists. So there was a time where I could call myself an atheist, that I did not believe that God existed, especially the concept of God, the way that I saw in Christianity, which is where the source of my religion comes from, and the Bible. It just didn't sit well with me, how God moved, you know. It just was like, this sounds very human to me. So the concept of God I couldn't grasp it in the way that I understand it now. And so it was, for me, a very zigzag spiritual journey. Indirect is the right word. Indirect way of coming to the realization of God and his existence and what concept I have of God. Now, if I go back into the beginning of my spiritual journey, it started in Christianity, being brought up as a Catholic and going to church and Bible study and Sunday school. I mean, I didn't get it. And what I did get, and I asked questions, and my answers were vague and just like, oh, you know, you need to pray, you need to have faith and things like that. And I was just like, okay, either you know or you don't know. Like, it's a simple thing. Like, you know and you can tell me, or you don't know. And that was a weird thing, that in religions, when people don't know, they don't want to say that they don't know. And so it's always, let me, you know, sort of placate you with some answer that doesn't make sense. But as I moved up, I would say, in consciousness, when you read the Bible and the words are always different depending on where you are in your consciousness. And that's really what it is. That's what scripture is. Scripture is a way of writing something that has layers of meaning depending on where you are in your own consciousness. So now when I read scripture, I see something different. I see something else that I didn't see before. And so for me now, I understand how God functions, how he exists. And so I want to tell you guys a story. This is a story that I heard one of Osho's lectures or teachings, and he said this story. So it goes, this guy, and I'm gonna probably not say exactly because I just, you know, it's a story that I remembered, so I'm just gonna say it how I remember it. So this guy was sent out by his wife to go get groceries, right? And so he leaves the house instead of going to get the groceries so that the wife can make dinner. He goes to the bar, and then he starts, you know, bragging about his wealth to his friends at the bar. And, you know, he's saying that he lives a good life and he has money, he has this, he has that. And he used the money to sort of show off to his friends and buy them beer or whatever they were drinking. And then he goes off to invite them to dinner at his house. So he gets to the house and then he tells his friends to stay outside. I'm gonna go talk to my wife and see what she's got prepared for dinner. So he gets inside and the wife is sitting there. Dinner's not ready because she's waiting for the groceries. And so he's like, okay, well, what are we having for dinner? Because I invited all my friends, you know. And she's like, well, I sent you out to get groceries. What'd you do? Where's the groceries? He's like, I didn't buy them. So he goes, well, you're going to have to go out there and tell them that I'm not here. And then she goes, well, they saw you walk in the house, so you are here. He goes, tell them I'm not here. I'm not here. So she goes out there and tells his friends, well, he's not here. And the friends are like, yes, he is. He walked in the house. And so she insists on it that he's not here. And then he comes out and says, I'm not here. I could have left at the back door. And then Osho goes and says, he wraps up the story by saying, you can never deny yourself. And so when I understood that story, I was like, yes, you can never deny yourself because you are always present with yourself. But being an atheist is sort of like you trying to deny yourself. And that's kind of what I felt like when I adopted atheism. I felt like I was like that guy going, I'm not here. Yet clearly, I'm the one saying that I'm not here, which is silly. It's silly. So I had to, it didn't quite work. It didn't quite work for me that all of this was by accident. Okay? It didn't make any sense. So, as I continued on, I had to change my concept of God. I had to change it. And as I learned about science, it gave me a more abstract view of God, where I could be like, oh, well, he's an energy. He's the being that always existed. And some other derivative of that, you know, some being that, you know, is part of the energy of the world that is in all things. But I didn't personify him as a being that had an intention, that had a goal, that had a process. It was just something that existed, that was energy, that was part of all things. So that was my concept, and that worked for me for a long time. But now I'm seeing more. I'm seeing there is a direction, there is a consciousness, there is a goal in mind now. So here's how I look at it. Science tells us that there is always energy. Energy has always existed. It cannot be created or destroyed. And matter is energy, right? Matter is energy. And matter is made up of atoms, and those atoms are made up of subatomic particles, protons, neutrons, electrons. And the electrons have energy states. Those energy states fluctuate in and out of presence, in and out of this existence. They fluctuate. And what holds an energy state here is an awareness. Once you look at that energy, once you look at that atom, once there is an observer, the energy state comes into the observer's reality. That's amazing, right? That's amazing. That's what quantum physics says. Now, if you look at that and you say, well, energy has always existed. Okay, all right, we can say that. We can say if energy has always existed, then matter probably has always existed. But there has to be an observer as well, because what holds an energy state and makes it reality is an observer. And you were not here to observe when life started. You didn't have a consciousness. When the Big Bang happened, you weren't here. So who was that observer? Who was that? That was the consciousness that has always been here, just like energy that has always been here. And that is what I call God. That consciousness. And that consciousness is your consciousness. And that energy, that matter, is you. You're that matter and you're that consciousness. So when you say that God does not exist, you are like that man that comes out of the house and say, I am not here. Which is silly. Because that energy that has always been here and that consciousness that has always been here is in you. It is you. So you are the proof. You are the proof that God exists. And so I wanted to share that with you. If how you look at God, and we'll get into that in later podcasts, but how you look at God, there is a connection between you and God. And that connection is that you carry him. You are the vessel that he is animating. He is animating this matter. He is putting his awareness to create what we think, what we call reality. He is bringing reality here by his awareness, by your awareness, by you being aware of things, putting your attention to something. You create it. You create it. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about in this podcast. And so I hope you found this useful. And I will talk to you next time. All right. Bye. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If you'd like to reach me, my name is Regine Jules. I'm a registered nurse and a life coach. If you'd like a consultation, check out my website at jewelsofinspiration.com or my email, reginejules@jewelsofinspiration.com. So I will see you on the next podcast.